I'm Rona Tarrant. At least two people have been killed and 13 others injured in a shooting in Toronto. Canadian police say the incident happened on Sunday night and those killed include a gunman and a young woman. Among those injured is a young girl described as in a critical condition. Police are appealing for witnesses. The motive for the shooting is still not clear. Pope Francis has called on nations to act swiftly to prevent tragedies following the latest migrant deaths in shipwrecks of smuggler boats. Speaking in St. Peter's Square yesterday, the Pope called on the international community to act decisively and quickly so similar tragedies aren't repeated, adding that the safety, respect and dignity of all must be guaranteed. Far fewer migrants have arrived in Italy this year compared to the same period in 2017, but UN refugee officials say recent crossings have been deadlier. The chairman of the Philippine Bishops' Conference has said accusations that the church meddles in politics are untrue. The church earlier this month released a statement that addressed killings, poverty and social injustice and urged Catholics to commit themselves to peacemaking. However, in an interview, Bishop Milo Vergaro said the church has an obligation to speak out on matters of faith, morals and social justice, and that the church was engaged in critical collaboration with the state, local government and NGOs. Officials in France say President Emmanuel Macron has urged a staff shake-up after a video emerged showing his now fired aide beating up a protester. Macron gathered several ministers together on Sunday to discuss the controversy, which involved his top bodyguard beating a man during May Day protests in Paris. Alexandre Benalla was fired on Friday and has been charged with group violence and illegally wearing a police badge. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.